Welcome to the Home Power Hour.
We bid you welcome.
Bringing the hope of sustainability to our terminal culture.
Yes, give us that good old sustainability.
That's Sustainable Jack.
Hi, y'all.
And I'm Solar Jim.
Hello, Solar Jim.
And we're here to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. Solar power, wind power,
geothermal.
Yeah. Efficiency, bicycles, all kinds of stuff.
Man,
there's power flowing all over the place.
It's going everywhere. Liquid sunshine coming
in
today. Thank God we needed it.
We can answer your questions and talk about upcoming events and that kind of stuff on this energy show where we discuss the nitty-gritty of our power addiction. Yes, we can do a lot more with a lot less if we just turn on our thinking caps and get smarter. So crank up those neuron connections.
Ah, oh, we're cranking them up now.
Take whatever memory-enhancing substances you are normally taking. Goji berries. Omega-9 fatty acids. Or anyway, whatever you need to massage that brain
That's
into action.
What you get when you want fat, high-calorie brain power.
That's right. And give us a call at 919-929-9601. And we just love to talk about this stuff.
Oh, yes, we do.
Sustainable Jack is a knowledgeable educator. Who's one heck of a guy on a backhoe piling compost.
And Solar Jim has decades' experience in installing hydro, wind, and solar systems.
That's right, I'm certified.
We're both certifiable, and we're here yours today on the Home Power Hour!
Yes, if you live in a solar-powered home running on wind, photovoltaics, or micro-hydroelectric, don't forget to check your battery water. And stay with us.
For news around the world, in your backyard, and falling into it. Nice day to be back here.
Yeah, give that orchestra another
That's really good.
There.
Yeah, we'll just get them queued up for their next song here. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can
sure.
do that. He's got his baton there. It says cue.
All right. Oh, well, look, that's the news music. So that must mean that it's time for Sustainable Jack to read the headlines dealing with renewable energy from around the world.
Yes, you too can read the headlines along with me if you go to Renewable Energy Access.
You're telling all our secrets.
Oh, my. Hey, GE Energy is to supply SkyPower with 200 wind turbines.
Wow.
Through an agreement valued at approximately $400 million, General Electric Energy will provide Canadian wind energy developer SkyPower Corporation with 200, count them, 200 wind turbines for across Canada and the United States. These will be delivered in 2009, and they will be the famous 1.5 megawatt GE machines. Those are small by today's standards, my friends.
It's still pretty big. You could have an apartment in that nacelle.
DT Solar, a Turner Renewable Energy Company, and Howe's Warehouse Corporation, a family-owned refrigerated and frozen food storage distribution company, announced an agreement to build a 2-megawatt solar electric power system to supply electricity to a facility owned by the warehouse company.
So, solar cooling?
solar cooling. Hawaiian Electric Company wants more renewable energy in the island's power grid, and so they have issued a solicitation of interest seeking bids from renewable... Where are you going, Solar Jim? Get back in here. Has issued a...
Yeah,
get back in here. Seeking bids from renewable energy developers subject to approval from the Hawaiian Public Utilities Corporation. Man, I saw that hat. He was out of here.
Pick me.
Ocean Power Technologies Incorporated announced yesterday that it has received an additional $1.9 million for an ongoing contract with the U.S. Navy to install power buoy systems off the Hawaiian island of Oahu. Ah, he's going out again. Come back in here, Solar.
They got to do the wave.
That's right. We're going to do that wave stuff.
They get surfers to check on that stuff.
For any industry that's in a growth mode, the ability to attract new and capable talent is often among the key components of achieving long-term success. The wind power business is in a period of expansion, to say the least, and is having a very difficult time finding people who can point and say, windmill. That's the basic criteria right now. It's going to get a little bit steeper. The learning curve is steep, and we have a lot of need for these people. And the state of North Carolina, some of the universities like Appalachian, are providing good quality graduates that are going worldwide to serve in the interest of renewable energy. God, those plane tickets, the places you'll go and the things that you'll see. All due to sustainable, renewable power.
Thank you, Sustainable Jack. Oh, yeah.
Powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Gonna help him put asunder bad guys who like to loot.
Those bad guys are here.
You paid for this, Captain Planet.
We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say.
The power is yours.
Hey, is he on a Segway?
I don't know. But whatever it was, it was a little bit rough this morning.
Oh, I heard an interview with the inventor of the Segway.
Oh, Mr. And, Dean Kamen, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was on the public radio show, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
And oh, my.
He was doing the questions.
Wait, don't tell me. Let me figure out what he was doing. He was talking about a little two-wheeled vehicle that balances itself and is a new revolution in transportation.
No. But he was doing Not My Job.
He will not have that. He will not get the opportunity to come back on the show and do the pancake flip.
He lost, too. He was very entertaining, and people appreciated him a lot. But they kept joking about his private island and how they're, you know... Was he preparing the army of robots underneath there at the volcano's mouth to unleash upon the world? And he said, well, we thought about it, but we decided we didn't want it. Didn't want the world. He's happy with his little island.
I come to your point.
All right, everybody, let's get our hands together and get ready to clap and drive carefully down the road today. Make sure you pick up somebody If they have a chainsaw, you may change your mind or axe, you can pass them.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
morning.
Hi, you're on the air. Not yet. That button. There you go.
Good morning.
All right, the home power hour.
Hey. Oh, my. Who we got this morning?
This is Chris.
Oh, my gosh. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Long time no hear from. Where are you today?
I'm just a couple of blocks away.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But I've been out of town, and I haven't been able to catch the home power hour. And it's been a terrible
back thing.
And my questions have been, you know, stacking up. But I just got two today for
okay
you.
Okay, what's want
to talk about. I just, these solar ponds, one. And then the other thing is about, I'm starting to see the stuff about people that are capturing their gray water and using it, reusing it.
Yeah.
You know anything about those things?
Well, as far as gray water.
Wait.
Are you expecting to call, you guys?
Try to make that up. Okay, all right.
He's got the answer. Hold on, it's
wait,
coming.
Have you got a
call coming in?
Big time
yeah
caller
but
coming in?
But
yes,
what,
we do.
What do you mean by a solar pond exactly?
I just was.
This is where the sun goes and bathes itself.
Now,
let him talk.
Okay.
Middle schooler was doing a project and was looking this up.
This is serious.
And it's a saltwater pond that you put in your yard that you use for geothermal or something and for generating electricity. Now, I didn't have time to look at it. Hmm. I was astounded.
So it's like thermal mass.
And then also kind of a battery thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, what happens is you have a very heavy saline concentration of water in the bottom of it, and then it's stratified, and there's fresh water on top. The solar energy will come through the fresh water, and it'll heat up the saline solution underneath it to a much higher temperature. And the upper level of water will help insulate it. There's a thermocline. And
okay
so it stays nice and hot. You put a heat exchanger in that. Typically, it's some type of tubing with water going through it, so you can pull the heat out. It can get hot enough to actually make steam. And so that's where you can generate electricity from it. But most saline ponds that I've seen are the solar ponds. They're primarily used as heating.
Okay,
but the
so
nice thing is that they're, you know, you've got a huge mass of water there. It is essentially a storage device as well.
Uh-huh, right.
With no fish.
Yes, very little fishing in that pond.
Uh-huh, very little.
That's right.
And don't dive in it either.
You might find Barney out there someday fishing. But
so we're probably talking about you need a pretty good-sized pond to get that.
And a big sunny meadow.
How big?
Well, the one that I've seen and had experience with was at Warren Wilson College, and it was about the size of a small swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And it was 9 feet deep.
Hmm.
And was it sort of natural bottom, or do you have to line it with something?
It was with a liner, because you don't want that saline solution going into the ground.
Wow.
That's
cool.
And it's like rain gets on the top to make that freshwater.
That will replenish
lid.
It, yeah. It should stay about the same. You're going to have some evaporation.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you'd have to add some because we've had such a dry period of mm-hmm time. And the other question was gray water. And the gray water is all that stuff that's not black water, which is poo, which has other uses. But the gray water comes from washing machines and dishwashers.
Shower.
And clothes washers and showers.
Sink.
It's basically dirty water. And you can use dirty water to put on dirt to make plants grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or you could have like a greenhouse where you pump it in below surface.
That's
right.
And
water your plants
will do that. Or you can have a nice drainage ditch with bulrushes, cattails, and things of that nature.
Can you, in terms of reusing it back in the house, you can't use it to flush your toilets again then, can you?
Well, there are some things out there that fit on the back of a toilet that, you know, where the water would normally refill your tank, will actually, when you flush the commode, it makes a nice little spray, and you have some soap. You can actually wash your hands, so you can save water that way, and then that water's held in the capture tank for flushing mm-hmm it. TS Designs has a thing where they're taking condensate off of their air conditioners and their ice machines and having that water captured and run through their toilet.
So that they're using that to flush with. And if you want to get a green machine, you could provide a natural filtration system, and the water that came out the end would be, revitalized and cleaned. That like a long trough of plants.
Uh-huh. And there's nothing better than revitalized water.
No, you know, I'm thinking, you know, the oil thing is obvious, but I think we got to start talking about the water thing. Because
the water thing is the first limiting nutrient that our species will face.
And we may, and we're going to have the crunch on water, I think, before the, I mean, not that we aren't already in an oil crunch, but that's my prediction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's there'll be water wars, you know, there are right now happening in different places and trying to, you know, delineate who has the rights for this or that. Agriculture will have to be much more efficient with their use, and rainwater catchment on roofs will probably become mandatory not too long. We just went got another level of drought restrictions here, just cranked it up a little bit. So
well, it's dry.
It's pretty dry. How's your trees doing?
I got a lot of leaves down in the yard, and then, you know, I mean, some on the tree are just green as regular, and then the ground has got all these dry leaves.
And cracks. Yeah, we were digging footings for a wind turbine tower, and we got down 3 or 4 feet, and there were still cracks in the ground deep in, and it was very dry.
But that wind turbine has now got a tower.
Yeah, we got the tower up.
All right, well, guys, I'll let you go, and I'm tuning in. I'll come down and see you.
Welcome back.
All right.
Welcome back, yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. They say it's all right.
Again, our crazy little assistant has reached down the back and grabbed his wrong song. But we're glad you're back.
Cause it's alright, whoa, it's alright. Now we gonna move it slow. Up in the lights low.
Our callers, you know, they just never stop thinking about things.
When you move it slow, it feels like a moan. Cause it's alright, whoa, it's alright. And now listen to the beat.
Hey, isn't there something special coming up this weekend?
Tap your feet.
We got the Electric Vehicle Association's meeting up in Burlington.
We've got Green Fest in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
And we've got the
Solar Home Tour.
That's right. 2 days, 2 weekends.
Feeling sad like so many of us do. Hug a little soul, make life your goal. And sure, something's gotta come to you, and you gotta say it's alright. They say it's alright. Say it's alright. Have a good time, cause it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Everybody clap your hands. Give yourself a chance. And you got.
Well, I dug the old golf cart out of the wood pile last week.
Oh, my.
I knew I'd lost it there somewhere a couple years ago, and darn. Well, I just got buried in wood is how I lost it. And I finally moved it off and rolled it out, and dang, I think it's going to make a nice little electric vehicle. Put some PV on the roof. Can cruise into town at Saxbaha, about 3 miles away, pick up the mail, cruise back home.
Well, that sounds really exciting.
Put some bucket chairs on there since the other one's rotted off. We're going to take it over to the Electric Vehicle Association and see.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Well, I mean, some point. You got some parts for that electric tractor coming up, too, right?
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of things that are going on here. So, we're hoping to get our phone call. We've got some other phone calls coming in here, and we're expecting one from our guest today. We know that she got knocked off because we had our good friend Chris, who we hadn't heard from in a long time. It seems almost too long.
I don't think he knocked anybody off.
Well, yeah.
But those green machines, yeah, but a lot of people put those little gardens in their yard, too, those rain rain gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So they let the shoot the water from the roof over to a little puddly area, and then they plant native species that enjoy water. Of course, those would have dried up and died by now, since we haven't had rain in quite some time.
Well, that's true. We haven't had rain in a long time. We're looking forward to it.
We're so desperate that I've got using solar power at home to run a little bubbler for the fish tank to keep the freshwater mussels in the stream alive.
Tell us about those freshwater mussels.
Well, they were down there sitting on the sand in the rocks and looking pretty.
You need to do this in your Arnold voice.
They were looking
voice,
pretty lonely.
Now they're going,
So I gathered them up and put a bucket of water and some sand and got the little aquarium bubbler going.
Uh-huh.
And it actually doesn't use that much power.
You're saving those mussels.
Yeah, well, waiting for water to return in the stream, and then I'll free the mussels.
And you heard it first here on the Home Power Hour. Yeah, how we are going to free the mussels.
Well, what else could you do?
Tell us what a mussel is here.
A little freshwater bivalve.
In a previous life, you were doing some really interesting things on creeks.
Looks
you
like
tell
a
us
clam,
a little bit about that?
And they live early in their life as a little hitchhiker on fish fins. Uh-huh. When they hatch out, they're a little tiny speck, and they attach onto a fish fin. And they go for a ride, and when they get a little bit bigger, they drop off and bury into the sand and then begin filter feeding, and actually are one of the kidneys of the streams, although, don't tell them that to their face.
Mm-hmm.
Face. I'm not sure they have a face, but they have a foot, a dorsal muscular foot that they put out, and they dig themselves around in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And do that filter feeding thing. They used to be one of the largest biomasses in this area and were a primary food of the Native Americans living here. By the way, the Home Power Hour salutes the Haw River Festival, which is happening right now out on the banks of the Haw River. Fourth graders from all over the area are going down to the banks of the Haw River and exploring nature and social things and environmental issues. And they're solar-powered, and they're actually on a solar-powered homestead as well. So that's a great thing going on. And if you want a chance to volunteer, the Haw River Assembly organizes that every year. And this goes on for 3 weeks in the fall. And it's an excellent way to meet other interesting people and to get a chance to interact with the youth of our area and spread enthusiasm for environmentalism and renewable energy and whatever you're interested in. So that's happening, and that's a great thing. It's happening for 18 years, something like that. Long time. And it's been solar powered the entire time because they stay in remote situations down by the river. There's the phone ringing. Hi, you're on the Home Power Hour.
Hi, it's McCain Miller.
Hi.
Hey, McCain Miller, and who do you work with?
North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Oh, and you sound like I should know you. Of course, you've only been on our show a couple of times here, so it's really great to have you back. What's coming up that you're going to talk to us today about?
We have got our statewide green building and solar tour coming up, and we're in over 50 communities this year. The
50?
Chatham and Orange County and Raleigh tours are on October 6th, and the Durham County tour is on October 13th.
And the Greensboro and the Triad area?
They are on the 13th as well.
You've got 2 weekends of tours.
We've got 2 weekends of tours.
So it's the Raleigh one on October 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's Saturday. Is that going to happen again on the 13th?
No, we split the tours up so folks could go to more than one tour.
Oh.
And so if people want to get this information real quick, it's Energy North Carolina or energync.org?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to get to that. We'll get to it here in a second. And issues and programs, news, events. Events. I bet that's it. Yes, it is. It's a 2007 North Carolina Green Building and Solar Tour. What's a green building?
A green building incorporates site planning, energy, water, and resource efficiency, and indoor environmental quality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has that down. All right. There was not a duh or an anywhere or an in that description. That is great. you're hired.
Is this a self-guided tour?
It is a self-guided tour in some communities. Hickory and Boone have a guided tour on biodiesel buses.
They would.
I believe the rest are self-guided.
Hickory. I haven't heard of one in Hickory before.
We had the Catawba Valley tour, and it actually encompasses about the same area, but there's different sites than last year, and several more folks are already registered. This is the first year that people can register online at energyandsea.org, and so that way they can have a little more time to plan their tour. We already put the statewide tour book up online, so people who are thinking about going, we assume we'll take a look at the tour book and definitely want to register.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, and you've got some very good sponsors for this. This is really neat. Cree, who we've had on the show before,
mm-hmm.
and the Cherokee Development. Is that who Cherokee is?
Cherokee Fund, uh-huh. Investment Partners.
All right. Do they have a building that they're going to be showing off?
They do not have they don't have a commercial building,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to be taking a look at the Mainstream Green Home,
right?
Which people have to register. I think it's the first 25 people twice. So that information will also be available through the Raleigh tour page.
Yeah. And then we have Southern Energy Management. We know several of the people involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And SURGE, what is that? Students United for a Responsible Global Environment.
That's correct.
Is pushing this as well. I hope you're abusing those young people.
They're always a great help. We also, for this tour, Bovis Lendlease,
mm-hmm.
Is a big sponsor. And then we have sponsors like Alicia Rivetto and Carolina Country Builders.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And some local architects like Wayne Jones Architecture and different folks like that.
Arise, the Appalachian Regional Initiative for Sustainable Energy,
mm-hmm.
is heavily involved up in the Boone area.
So. Yeah. Those are sponsors.
Yeah.
So what are some of the places you're going to visit?
Yeah.
On the Chatham and Orange County tour, it starts off in Pacifica, the co-housing community.
Oh yeah,
so the Triangle U.S. Green Building Council is going to start off with a breakfast and an overview
Pacifica.
Of the sites there.
Yeah, they have a lot of passive solar homes and some active solar hot water and a big PV system.
They do, and a big community building and some good design techniques and
cool.
Use of xeroscaping and community space, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another site that
Efficiency Dave was working on that one.
Okay, we're inside trying to figure out who is that.
We also have a couple sites in Charlotte. We're going to have Imagine On, which was the first LEED certified building in Charlotte. It's a children's museum.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited about the Proximity Hotel. That is going to be the first LEED Gold hospitality building in the southeast.
That's in certified. Greensboro?
It is, and they have 100 solar thermal collectors on their roof.
Dang.
Yeah, pretty exciting. So there's some tours going on there. We have
bungee jumping off the roof.
No, not jumping off the roof, but it's a pretty amazing sight to behold, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really nice residences in Durham,
mm-hmm.
that involve affordable housing, land trust. We've got some active solar and some amazing building techniques on that tour. Let's see, what else have we got? I'm very excited about the Greenville event that they're having down there. The Greenville Utilities. The local utilities there are hosting an event about their energy survey programs and their E300 program, and they're going to take a look at what an energy audit is and then view...
In Greenville, North Carolina.
Greenville, North
Carolina.
Down
east there.
Mm-hmm. Which we're very excited about that. And Hendersonville we're very excited about. They are having a... their event consists of Green School Symposium.
Hmm.
So the architects that have designed and are about to go into the construction phase of the two... green schools there are going to be talking about that.
It's like bringing daylighting into the classroom.
That's right.
That would help me a lot because I fell asleep a lot in class. I needed that daylight.
That's what they all say.
Looking out the window and stuff.
Yeah.
But how about wind? Is wind power on the tour this year?
It is. We have a small wind turbine up in Deep Gap,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be showcased by the High Country Tour. and several more. I wish I could talk about all of them, but they are very exciting. We definitely encourage people to go to more than one tour if they're interested, and mm-hmm. there's several different technologies that are going to be displayed, and people are going to get a chance to see that these technologies work.
Anything out on the Outer Banks?
Yes, we're going to have a event in February that is focused on the building industry there, and we're going to start with some energy efficiency and some solar thermal, and working with the Outer Banks Home Builders Association and the Coastal Studies Institute.
We'll be back with more from McCain with the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, but first we have to thank our underwriters. Alternative Building Systems, ABS8.com, provides high-performance products and designs for cost-effective, tailored solutions to energy conservation, resource efficiency, environmental quality, site integration, water, and indoor air quality buildings. Go and visit the gang at Alternative Building Systems in Graham, North Carolina, just off Interstate 40 on the Chapel Hill Road. And last time I talked to McCain, it was at the, what do you call it? The
Southeastern Energy Environmental Expo?
No, it wasn't the Southeastern. I might have seen her there, but the last time we really talked was in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
And it was at the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame. So she's right there with us right now, probably grooving together on this nice music here.
So this home tours, it's been going on a long time, hadn't it?
Over a decade.
Yeah, over a decade.
Yeah, but it's really been gaining some momentum with McCain behind it. I mean, how much has it grown in the last 2 years?
This is a question I love to answer.
Yes!
In 2005, we were in six communities.
Uh-huh.
And 2006, last year, we were in 35. And we're in over 50 this year.
Go! Go, 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 go! And this is
six
who?
6 to 50?
Over 50.
Wow!
Over 50. Mm-hmm. Yes, we hope that the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association is listening in so that they can give you a big, fat bonus.
They take care of me.
Okay. That's good. That's very good. And it seems like you're doing some great work here.
Thank you.
Next year, I mean, we haven't even gotten there yet, but what do you see for next year? What big new things are you hoping for next year?
Well, what I'm really hoping to see, and it started to form already this year, is North Carolina is becoming regional, so these aren't independent tours anymore. We have a triangle tour, we have a triad tour, and a Western North Carolina tour. Uh-huh. And it's very exciting to see areas coming together, sharing resources, sharing community insight, and we're just hoping to see that increase even more. In addition, of course, we'd like to, we're going to start seeing bigger systems since the Renewable Energy and Efficiency Portfolio Standard passed mm-hmm. this
Yay!
Last session. So we are going to have some 50 kW, 75 kW, and possibly even larger.
We're going to tour them with small airplanes flying over?
Yeah, we'll tour them with a lot of awe and Googling. but we're very excited about the prospects of seeing even larger systems in.
Yeah.
That means these things will get big enough that we could actually Google them on Earth, on Google Earth.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa!
So the biodiesel is going to be used up in Boone to tour people around?
They do a tour bus in Boone, actually.
Is the Piedmont Bioregional Biodiesel Co-op going to be on the tour?
They are. We're actually going to stick with their tours. It's every first Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The industrial plant does a tour, and so we're encouraging folks to go to that. We think it'll give people a chance to see more even after the tour is complete.
Wow. So the first Friday, which would be this Friday. Is
yes.
that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So actually, if somebody planned it right, they could go to Piedmont Biofuels on a Friday and see how the shape of fuels to come and how to redevelop an industrial park as a green park, which is really interesting. I mean, it's Lorax Lane. That gives you a good, Dr. Seuss reference. So you could do that on Friday, and then you could attend the Raleigh one on the 6th, and then you could go to the Triad one on the 13th.
Yeah, we've got lots of choices for folks. And some of our other programs, like the Manio program in Hendersonville, are on different dates as well. And that's something we're going to see more and more these communities, which is amazing to watch them grow and actually see what sustainability means for their community. So it isn't just going to be about solar residences. It's going to be about a variety of different sustainability topics that are really needed to be addressed in different communities and how they hope to see their communities address them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So people actually open up their homes and stand around and answer questions about what's going on there.
What's going on, their utility bills, what the process was like, lots of different.
That's pretty great stuff. That they're that open and willing.
It is. And it
How do you get people like that? Where do they come from?
I hunt them down. No, people are very willing to open their homes, offices, businesses, and state and local government buildings because the more we can tell people that making choices in your building options to build green and to involve energy efficiency and sustainable energy, people get really excited about that. They want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's a good choice that they made, and they're hoping to influence other people to make the same good choices.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, because we've been given a lot of false hope in this sort of direction over the last, 50, 75 years or so. And people really do like to see it and kick the tires and hear a personal testimony from someone who lives with these home power systems or passive solar, heating or whatever.
Yeah. One thing that we did this I think it was just last weekend, September 21st through the 23rd, we actually had a 400-square-foot green home built in the middle of the Southern Ideal Home Show, and folks walked through. It was a finished and unfinished house designed by Owen Cassily and built by Palladium Homes. And the amount of education that can be done when people can touch the walls, can see the cutaway for the advanced building techniques, can look at the rainwater catchment system, can see the differences in the insulation. It's just amazing how much more responsive they are to that instead of a pamphlet.
That's right. Yes, you too can live a renewable energy lifestyle. And how do you do it? Well, you listen to the Home Power Hour, get some good information, and then on the weekends you go out and visit all these marvelous things. Visit us at the Home Power Hour web address and find out about some of these things. And, of course, we've just heard about some of these wonderful demonstration homes that were just put up. And, of course, the solar tour that McCain has been telling us about. So, remember, it's your patriotic duty.
So how many people came to the fair and saw that house?
It's a really hard thing to measure. Normally around 20,000 people run through the Southern Ideal Home Show.
Uh-huh.
So I would say we got our grips in a lot of them.
And did this have any photovoltaics on it,
it did.
This building?
Wow.
It did.
I wanted to get out there, but I didn't make it. So, and they took it down after that, or they haul it away and give it to somebody?
Habitat took several of the resources that were put in there, and a couple of the different technologies, of course, like the solar panel, rainwater catchment, flooring, and other things were able to be reused. Mm-hmm. So we did as much of that as we possibly could.
They have any fiber optics on there yet?
No.
Lighting?
No, we're not there yet. We had high efficiency uplighting, so.
Any LEDs?
Not LEDs.
Oh, we got to get to Cree. Get everybody over there, Greg, to get you some LEDs. Now, this type of thing, are you going to be doing this again? It sounds like it's pretty successful.
We do the Southern Spring Home and Garden Show in Charlotte in the spring, and that's usually around the end of February. While we probably will not be building the same kind of home for this one, we're going to have a community exhibit that's going to be all-inclusive of all the green building techniques and technologies, and bringing in probably around 20 to 25 businesses that actually implement these technologies. So we like to put the consumer in touch with the businesses that can help them make the right choices.
Mm-hmm. So I want to go. How do I get that information again? How do I sign up and get on this tour?
For the Southern Home Show?
Yes.
You can check our website, energync.org, and we have an events page, and we also have a news page that we update when these events are getting closer. So you can just check our website, and we have lots of info on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so energync.org.
That's right.
And if the lines are busy, keep calling, because we just heard one of the lines go off, right? And it's just been a busy day on the phones, and we hope that that you'll make them, as our audience, a little bit busier about these tours, because they're just fantastic. And it again, it just adds so much when you can go and look at a house. In many cases, the houses look perfectly normal, but they behave in such energy-efficient ways.
So, yeah, it's no longer a cave anymore. The do people gather in one place, or it costs something?
There's registration online, so you can buy your tickets online.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple tours that are free of charge. The Hickory Tour,
mm-hmm.
The Hendersonville Tour,
mm-hmm.
The Manio Tour, and the Moore County Tour. We're very excited about Moore County. They have 4 sites on the tour this year with an active PV system mm-hmm. in Southern Pines. And so they can go online and register and get information about a kickoff event, if that's where the communities will start to kick off.
Uh-huh. So there's lots of different kickoff events.
There's lots of different kickoff events, and also tours like the Raleigh, Charlotte, and Triad Tour.
Uh-huh.
The registrants will actually receive their brochures via email, so they can start planning their tour 2 days before.
Uh-huh. And if you're not on the computer, what are your avenues to get information? Just phone call up? You have a phone number?
Yeah, 919-832-7601.
And you would mail something out, or?
We honestly are doing most everything. We're in 50 communities, so we're trying to keep everything pretty streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
Local tours are taking different avenues, so I would suggest contacting your local tour organizer.
Okay, and we'd find that on the website again.
Right, and we have a statewide tour book that will be printed, and all their contact information is there as well.
Uh huh. Cool. So the tour book will have some descriptions of the houses and pictures.
The statewide tour book highlights 2 sites from every community,
mm-hmm.
and we don't put addresses in there for privacy reasons. And this is a resource that people can use throughout the year.
Right.
And then there's a community brochure that's printed with directions, map, descriptions, things like that.
Do you have support for the homeowners whose homes are on this site? Do you give them any kind of logistical support or?
Well, we work with the community organizations. NCSEA is the statewide organizer, and we work with the community organizers
mm-hmm.
who usually have volunteers. But another avenue that we look at is the businesses that actually implemented the technologies go to the sites as well, so they can answer questions about mm-hmm. costs and the implementation process, new technology, and things like that. And then you look at groups like Surge or the Global Warming Commission and things like that, and mm-hmm. folks are turning out to talk about their community organization.
So it's likely you'll find more than the homeowner there at the house or the site.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just wonderful. And just do you have a way of keeping turnout numbers?
Oh, yes. The online registration helps with that a lot. Also,
right.
We have sign-in sheets mm-hmm. At each of the locations and kickoff events.
Yeah, I remember TS Designs is on, I think, the Triad?
Yes, they are.
One, and somehow some people found out about it but didn't know all about the whole thing. And so we had a sign-in list courtesy of Peter Gauber and the Million Solar Roofs people who are part of your organization in that area. And we had to get that information into you.
Are they on it this year? TS Designs?
I'm sure they are.
They are, yes.
Mm-hmm. And would that be on the 6th or the 13th?
Be on the 13th.
Got to get that windmill.
Right? I know. Got to get that trench dug.
Yeah, they've got that. They've got a tower up. We're waiting for the windmill to come in. And they also have a biodiesel facility there and a biodiesel wholesale or retail outlet there, courtesy of Piedmont Biofuel. So neat things are popping up right and left. And the ones that charge money, McCain, they usually have some value to that, such as transportation or breakfast information system, right?
Most do, but also it entails the community organization's work that's put into the brochures. They get a statewide tour book, which is something that they can use throughout
right.
the year. It's got general green building information, sponsorship information. It has business information and then descriptions of the two highlights from each community. So it's a good thing to just kind of keep around.
Wow!
Wow! Well, great job organizing this. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and if I can shift gears just a second here with you, I know that there's policy stuff that y'all are working on as an organization.
Oh yeah.
Is there any heads up we need to get about what's going on or what's happened? I mean, you briefly touched on the bill that passed recently.
What happens after that bill gets passed is we're currently in the rulemaking process to make sure that the legislation is going to have some teeth, so to speak, and that we'll be able to actually make sure that these renewable energy projects can be installed feasibly, affordably, and that they are given the chance to show how well they really work. So we're working on that. We're also working the Coastal Wind Working Group and the Western Wind Working Group and looking at some of those technologies.
Now, there's a training coming up on the Eastern Wind Working Group, is there not? Or an information program or something?
Yeah, there's actually a meeting. I'm not sure the dates on that, but
I think it's a week from this Friday.
Yeah, you can actually look on the Solar Center's website, and they have that information there.
Well, what about the Piedmont Wind Consortium?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just leave it to Solar Jim to come up with that one.
I live in the Piedmont. I make my power with wind. So, yeah. I mean, there's and then TS Design now.
There's a few windmills.
Yeah, it's not to say that there isn't wind there, but we have to go to where we're looking to meet
if
the
you could just get
mandates.
That's big wind out
Yeah, if you could just get outside of the legislature in Raleigh, you'd have lots of wind, and we could drive a lot of things, I'm sure.
In the Piedmont, we have small wind. On the coast and the mountains, they have big wind.
That's right. But one last parting question. The bill that did pass, can you tell us what it means to our listeners?
She sounded like it didn't pass yet.
It did. The REPS passed. It passed this legislative session, but now it's on to the rulemaking process. What people need to understand about these legislative initiatives is it's not something you pass and then that's it. It's going to take continuous work and commitment from policy people, from the community, from businesses, to make sure that these bills, when they're passed, can be implemented successfully and can be tracked successfully. And so we just need to, you know, keep that work up, and we have that information on our website, and we're already starting to get ready for the 2008 short session. Wow.
Is this going to make the hog waste to energy start to happen?
Yes, it definitely will. There's lots of different renewable energy sources that will be used to meet the REPS requirement, which is 12.5% from renewables and efficiency by 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That's the percentages. 0.2% of that is solar set-aside, so that's a required set-aside. And we do have some other set-asides as well. But we know that micro-hydro and wind power and efficiency, which is 5% of that 12.5%, are all viable options.
Mm-hmm. And what if we exceed that and do it faster?
Well...
Do we have any bonuses?
Yeah, we get to pat ourselves on the back and get more renewable energy in the ground. It's 12.5% is pretty...
It's pretty big. That's a good chunk.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm excited to look at meeting that. And
because right now it's 1% or less?
It's less, and the percent that was counted before that is large hydro, which we do not consider renewable.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with McCain Miller of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Coordinator of the Green Building and Solar Home Tour.
And that's coming up this weekend and next weekend, depending on your location, and you can contact them at energync.org. McCain, thank you ever so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is, of course, a wonderful opportunity for families to also go. The children could learn so much by going to these. Probably teach the parents about it, don't you think?
Yeah, we have some child-friendly sites as well.
Oh, cool.
Well, thank you ever so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You, who are on the road. You're in great voice, SJ.
That you can live by, and so become yourself.
From the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association. It's your last chance to register online for the 2007 North Carolina Green Building and Solar Tour. The October 6th communities include Boone, Chatham and Orange County, Raleigh, Wilmington, and Hickory. And there's only 2 days until the online registration closes. The October 13th communities, which we'll push next week as well, is Asheville, Charlotte, Durham County, Town of Hillsboro, Greenville, Moore County, which is Southern Pines, Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem. And there's only 8 days until the registration closes, so register online today.
And you have to register for each community separately, and the registration fees must be paid for each tour. Community maps are not available until the date specified on each community tour page for privacy reasons. And if you have questions about what technologies are on each tour, please contact the local organizers.
And these maps will self-destruct in 10 days from the tour ending. Protect the privacy of people.
The statewide tour book includes two locations for each tour, sponsor advertisements, green building practices, basics, general North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association information, and much more. If you're contemplating attending a community tour near you, download the tour book to get a taste of what you'll see on October 6th and 13th. This is a rare opportunity to see the examples of state-of-the-art green technology in private homes and offices, as well as state and local government buildings and industrial sites. Don't forget, Piedmont Biofuels does their tour the first Friday of the month, so you can go to Pittsboro and learn a lot of stuff.
Yes, get a taste of it. That's gourmet power, gourmet energy. It has a different taste than the the other stuff. The long after flavor like the nuclear power, and it doesn't have those smoky overtones of coal-fired electricity. Green power. It's delicious. Taste the future.
Oh,
taste
my.
The present.
Just taste it.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a little bit of haze in there today.
My gosh. It's a new program we offer on the Home Power Hour. It's the Energy Swap Shop. All right, and here comes our first phone call in now. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. I have a nuclear power plant I would like to swap. It's a 1,000 megawatt plant. It's a boiling water thing. It's only 27 years old. It's done reasonably well over the years. It comes with a complete thing of fuel. We didn't quite get in on the California resale that happened about 5 years ago when they called these distressed properties because they would never make money. But we have discounted it deeply, and it is available. And sir, can we get your address? That's classified. I'll just leave it here. Just have somebody call in. Well, there's our first one that we've gotten today. Ring, 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 ring. Hello, welcome to the Home Power Hour Swap Shop.
Yes, did I hear that you were selling a nuclear power plant? You're swapping that?
Yes, we have a swap order here. Yes, I'm sorry I can't give you the name over the air, but yes sir.
I could contact you later about this because I'd be very interested in this nuclear technology.
Oh, okay.
Being very hard to build them, and they seem to be very likely to have bombs fall. Excuse me. Yes. So we're looking for some replacement parts and perhaps the entire facility.
Oh, okay. We will put you in contact with the... This is a Homeland Security alert. This is a Homeland Security alert. Please get Abu. Please get Abu. Well, okay, that's... The line just got fried there. I'm not sure what happened, but we'll try another one. Let's see. We got a ring, 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 ring. Hello. Welcome to the swap shop, the energy swap shop. What do we have here? I have a old wind turbine. It's a 2 megawatt. It last flew up in Boone back in 1980.
Well, what's it been doing since then?
We've been... grinding corn with it, but I think it's time for it to go back to its original intention.
Cool. So if you're looking for a big wind, it could be out there in somebody's barn.
And that ends today's Swap Shop.
Boy, it's hard to get this stuff pushed through. You know?
I know. And some of this stuff is just kind of out there, and you just wonder, what in the world is going on?
Well, that home tour sounds pretty great. The green building and solar tour, that does sound good. And has lots of things coming up. And the big green tour in Washington?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Green Fest is coming up this weekend. I'll be going up with my buddies from TS Designs. They just got a brand, well, for them, a newer box truck.
You're going to be driving the truck. That's right.
I'm going to be driving the truck. And
on
it's
biofuel?
On biofuel, yeah. And, you know, they've repainted the truck and put decals all over it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the Green Fest is really incredible because it's about companies that are involved in green making of things, paints and building materials and all types of issues. And of course there's always some really good speakers there. Amy Goodman, who of course is from Democracy Now, which is carried on this station, will be up there and addressing
democracynow.org.
That's right. And then there's Lester Brown, formerly of the World Watch Institute, who will be, you know, talking
now
about
Plan B. Yeah.
Now Plan B, and also he'll be pushing plug-in hybrids, and we could be, you know, powering them with nighttime energy, but more importantly, we could be using renewables such as wind to power those.
Wind.
So, I mean, there's some
Lester
great,
Brown,
great things.
You know, what a god.
Yes. So
that World Watch Institute's been just fantastic, giving an overview of what's going on planet-wide.
Oh, yes.
That's
we want that planet-wide stuff.
You need that because in order to, you know, have a container to hold the despair, you have to have a lot of hope.
And, wow.
That's what they bring, because he shows you the trends going on all over the world.
That's right. And he's you know, for decades, he's had his finger on the, you know, on what's changing the state of the world.
Plan B, because Plan A ain't working.
That's right. And he's come out with a further revision, a newer version of Plan B. It's Plan B.1, which he actually backs up most of his statements and assertions with large packet of very hard facts.
Oh, yeah.
And
I always, you know, when I read World Watch and Lester Brown stuff, I always kind of stand up and walk around and shout it, because it's just such dynamic information that just needs to get out there. Of course, it doesn't get out very far, just, you know, my living room. But
yes, but those rants are so, so valuable.
Well, thanks for listening to us this week. It's been great, and we appreciate your tuning in to your community radio station here in downtown Carrboro, WCOM. That's WCOM 103.5, or communityradio.coop on the internet. You can have a stream there, and you can find our shows podcast and libraried on the website. And stay tuned for Radio in Vivo, Ernie Hood's science program, highlighting issues in the Triangle area, and have extra special guests.
Take the tour!
Oh, yeah. Get on board that train.
And so long from the Home Power Hour!